The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. They say that Luke was a physician. They say that Luke was a medical doctor. And one of the reasons they say that is not just because St. Paul tells us so in his letter to the Colossians, but it's because a little phrase is like this. It just so happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns. See, all the other gospel writers would just say that there was a leper in town. But when it comes to physical ailments and things, Luke's full of description. So it's a man full of leprosy here in the Gospel of Luke. So what's going to happen when a man full of leprosy runs into a man full of the Holy Spirit? What's going to happen? There's a couple real surprising things that happen in this gospel. First of all is that he meets Jesus in one of the towns. Now, one of the worst things about leprosy was not the physical ailment, but it was the ostracization that you had to live with when you had leprosy. According to the book of Leviticus, you were exiled from the community. And you had to run around ringing a bell in front of you everywhere you went, crying out at the top of your lungs, "Unclean, unclean," and you had to stay a stone's throw away from anyone for the sake of cleanliness and health and all the rest. But surprisingly, this man's in one of the towns, and that's the last place you'd expect to see a leper, and that's because this man wants to meet Jesus Christ with 100% of his heart. And that's why it says that he fell prostrate. The Greek word that's actually used there is pesson epi prosopon. Literally, he threw himself onto his face. And he pleaded with Jesus. No pride, no entitlement, no terms and conditions, no hesitation, no doubt. 100% of his heart entirely laid out before Jesus Christ, and that's where Jesus Christ is found. And says very simply, "Lord, if you want it, you can heal me." It's the exact same word that's used in the Our Father when we say, "Your will be done." "Tell us" is the word. "If you will it, Lord, you can make me clean." And Jesus answers him using the exact same word, "I do will it. Be made clean." And here's the second thing that's really surprising. He reaches out and touches the man. Now, as I mentioned before, no rabbi would ever touch a leper, because if you touched somebody who's unclean, that would make you unclean. But that isn't the way it is with Jesus. That's not the way it is with him. This man might come to Jesus with a terrible, contagious illness, but Jesus has something even more powerful. He has a contagious holiness. And not only is the man, Jesus, not made unclean, but the man is completely healed and completely purified. And this is the great power. You know, this is part of the reason why we see healings in the Gospels. It's not just because Jesus shows who he is when he heals somebody, or that he fulfills the scriptures and does everything that Isaiah the prophet said the Messiah would do when he heals somebody. The reason why we see healings in the Gospels is to remind us right here, right now, that in Jesus there is the power to set right all that is wrong in you. Now, you might not have leprosy. In fact, I hope you don't. You might not be the worst sinner in the world. And in fact, I hope you're not. However, have you ever thought to yourself that you have a terminal case of mediocrity? You know, you pray, you go to confession, you receive the Eucharist, and you hear stories of the saints, and you say, you know what, I'm never going to be like that. It's like watching people on the Olympic Games, and you're like, I could never do that in a million years. You feel like you got a terminal case of spiritual mediocrity, that's your terminal illness, okay? That might just sound familiar to you. And if it does, we need to take a lesson from the leper here. He descended. He threw aside all convention, all pride, all terms and conditions, all expectations. He descended as low as he could possibly descend. And that is where he met Jesus Christ. You want to know why? Because that's where Jesus is. That's where Jesus is found. In this world, he's lowered himself by taking all the sins of the world onto himself. And when we go that low, that's where we meet him, and that's where Jesus has the power to heal. Have you ever stood in judgment over the world? Have you ever watched the news? Have you ever read the headlines or heard stories about how awful everything is? And you look around and you say, oh, this world's just all full of rot, right? Everybody out there is a sinner. That sounds familiar. We're all guilty of that, okay? Here's the thing. As long as you're guilty of that, you haven't yet begun to realize that all that sin is right here in our own hearts. We are accomplices of every sin that we see out there in the world. We might not be committing it to the same degree, but we're doing the exact same thing. When we realize that, that's when we can have the spirit that this leper had. That's when we can go low and descend in confession, in our prayer, and in receiving the Eucharist, because Jesus Christ wants to heal us, just like he healed this leper. His presence is contagious holiness, because he is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.